96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There's Oprah. You know the woman behind that iconic TV moment. Yeah, back in 2004, hers was the face that launched 100 cars or so. Well, in a way, it's that face that we're talking about tonight. Describe Oprah's makeup in one word. Flawless. Well, the man responsible for that flawless makeup for the past 5 years or so is Derek Rutledge. He's a D.C. native. And tonight, he's joining me to help you do your makeup. He's in studio with me, and he'll also be back in August to hold a one-day seminar. It's coming up next month. You don't want to miss it. So if you have any questions for Derek Rutledge about makeup enhancing your beauty, now is the time to do it. He's on the clock. He's doing it for free right here on the radio program. Oh, wait a minute. You are doing this for free tonight, right?
I sure am.
Okay, you're not going to bill anyone.
No,
right?
I'm not going to do that.
Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. 4876. Look, welcome home. Good to see you.
I'm glad to be here. It's finally good to meet the person that I've always heard a lot about.
Oh, you didn't hear anything about my makeup?
I've been listening to the Daily Drum for years. I just never met the person behind.
Well, I hope you're happy with what you've been hearing.
I'm very happy with what I've been hearing, Harold.
And you know, I have to say, we don't do shout-outs in this program, but Angela Stribling, I sent her a text, told her that you were here, and she's screaming on a text. So I just want to say that Angela says hi, and she's giving you a lot of love.
I've been friends with Angela at least 20 years.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're going to make a whole lot of friends next month. You've got this event, and I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to figure out how they're going to do it. It's a one-day seminar. What are you going to do?
Well, the seminar is actually training women on, you know, as women age, they don't know exactly how to take themselves from one look to another look, and you go from your 20s to your 30s, your 40s, you know, and as you get older, you become more beautiful, but you just don't know how to enhance that beauty. So what I want to do is take women and show them how to perfect their look, how to enhance their look so that they can know the proper way they should look once they are getting up in the morning on their way to their work place, and then how to take that look from the day look into an evening look.
Is that a hard thing to do?
It's not a hard thing to do if you know the proper way to do it, because you don't want to wear a lot of makeup. Of course, I do a lot of photo shoots, and I do a lot of celebrities for television and fashion shows and concerts. So you have to be a little more heavier with the makeup there. But for an everyday look, no, you just have to know the proper way, the proper tools you need so that you can make yourself look, just enhance what you have.
The event that you're doing, it's called Perfecting Your Presence.
Right.
And it's happening on August 2nd. It's at the Rise Demonstration Center. That's R.I.S.E. The Rise Demonstration Center, 2730 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Southeast. If you want to register and get more information, you can find it at perfectingyourpresence.eventbrite.com. Again, perfectingyourpresence.eventbrite.com. I promise that I will also be posting this on WHUR.com as we do with all of the information for the program. But I want to start here. You know, okay, maybe I should have had Malek Green come in, because I don't know a whole lot about makeup other than, you know, when I was doing the TV thing, little foundation, dusted, keep your skin
for a guy to get makeup. I mean, you don't want to look shiny for the for the light.
Yeah, you really don't. But I have to ask you, because we've been talking about this all day. What's going on with eyebrows?
I've seen
lines, triangles, tattoos.
You've seen half moons.
Half moons, shave. What?
You've seen check marks.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know what's happening. What's the deal with women and eyebrows?
What it is that an eyebrow is an essential part of the face, because the eyes, what we call the eyes, the windows to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes a nice defined brow, you know, and because it shows your expressions, it shows whether you're mad, whether you're happy, and because an eyebrow is such an essential part of the face, everyone knows that people just don't have the right tools to know exactly how to make the right eyebrow according to their eye shape.
Give me some basics for the ladies out there that are trying to, for the ones that aren't shaving the eyebrows off.
And then drawing them back on.
And then drawing, like my grandmother used to do.
And
God bless
then making
her.
It look like a magic marker.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Or the ones that always look like they're asking a question or looking surprised. Oh boy, they're going to love me on this today. So what's the basic tool for eyebrows?
Well, first of all, you need to find somebody that knows, you know, you need a professional that can explain to you what your eyebrows should look like. You know, when I bring someone in for the first time, I usually trace around the brow so I can show them exactly what it's going to look like before I actually go in and remove any hair, because you don't want to scare anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the main thing, you know, people are very sensitive about their brows, because you take off too much, then they have to end up penciling back in, and then they don't know exactly how much to pencil in, or they'll get too dark of a pencil. So you need a professional to first at least give you that first initial waxing or tweezing to get you the shape.
Because it really frames the top of your face.
It frames, because the face is actually, I look at the face as a picture frame,
mm-hmm.
and the eyebrows are the top of the frame. The lips are the bottom of the frame. And, you know, a nice sexy lip, a nice defined brow is the main components of a good starts of a good face.
Let me go to the phone lines, because we've got a lot of folks here. My goodness, you know, I've already been talking to you too much. I need to take a break. Don't be mad at me, Yvonne, Holly, Karen, Lynn. I know you're on the line. We're going to talk to you right after this break. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to celebrity makeup master Derek Rutledge. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking to celebrity makeup artist Derek Rutledge about tips to enhance your beauty. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Yvonne calling from Bowie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. Hi, Mr. Fisher. How are you?
I'm good.
Derry, how are you?
Hi, Yvonne.
Derry, you did my niece makeup for her wedding, Fonda Arrington.
Yes.
Do you remember her?
What's the name again?
Fonda Arrington. She had graduated from Howard, and she got married, and you did her makeup. You came to her house because you... to my sister's house. You did hers, too.
Yvonne, I got a whole lot of folks on the line right now. You have a question, hon, real quick? Anything?
Yes.
Go ahead, write it. Go ahead.
How do I keep my makeup laid and looking real pretty? Because you really laid her makeup that day.
Well, Yvonne, the first thing you need to do is start with a good moisturizer. And then once you've got a good moisturizer, then a nice foundation. And if you don't like wearing foundation, usually you go with a concealer under the eyes to get rid of any discoloration. Then from there, a nice dusting of powder. It may seem like a lot when you apply the translucent powder, but what happens is that your natural oils mix with the powder, and then it actually sets the makeup so it doesn't look as heavy. I would say 10 minutes, you know, after you've done it, but that will actually keep the makeup from running and keep it at bay the entire day. And then what you can do is carry along a good press powder to just touch up throughout the day.
Okay. Okay. Yvonne, thank you so much for your phone call.
And thank you, Yvonne.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that she's still happy in matrimony. Yeah, you know, you start off with a pretty face.
You know, I get that question all the time. I mean, I've done so many. I've been my career spans 25 years. So
right.
I've done people, you know, who were married, who I were getting married then, mm-hmm. who are now asking me about doing their daughter's, you know, makeup. So I don't want to be telling my age, but I've been doing makeup quite a while.
Well, you know, black doesn't crack. So
it sure does.
There you go. Tanea calling from Quantico, Virginia. Tanea, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. My question is, what is a good finishing spray to put on your makeup to hold your makeup? Because the problem I have is that when I hug or kiss on my husband, my makeup always ends up on his shirt.
You know, that is a problem that, you know, a lot of women do have, and I hear that quite a bit. It's very difficult to keep, you know, makeup getting on clothes. That's why you have to be careful about exactly how much makeup you're going to wear. Usually, it's a concealer to get rid of any discoloration. But if you're talking about a full coverage, yes, you're going to use a lot of times get makeup on the person's clothes, even on your clothes. So I can't, there's not one particular makeup that's not going to move. So the best thing I can say is don't apply so much around the collar or the neckline of your clothes so that it doesn't get on the person that you're hugging or
kissing. Yeah, and that's where those air kisses come from a lot of times, right?
So okay,
there you go.
But thank you so much, Tania.
All right, thank you so much. Lynn, calling from Alexandria, what's on your mind?
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
My question
is, I was listening when you were talking about the different age and trying to transition into a new makeup look.
Yes.
And in my 20s, I did, like, the blue eyeliner. And somewhere in there, I started going with the black eyeliner. And I've been doing the black eyeliner. I'm 50 as of this year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It still looks good to me. And I'm just thinking, is black eyeliner still okay?
Hold on, Lynn, because he's going to answer that question on the other side of the break. So don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Please don't hang up,
Lynn.
You will be able to hear his answer. Karen, Holly in D.C. Also, we're going to take your questions, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to celebrity makeup master Derek Rutledge. He's coming back to town in August. Check him out, perfectingyourpresence.eventbrite.com. That's perfectingyourpresence.eventbrite.com. He's going to help you really enhance your beauty. Stay on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation with Derek Rutledge in just a bit.
The Howard University.